Praise the Lord anyway. My name is James Newman, and I'm going to attempt to do the sharing of the resources. First of all, I'd like to read a scripture, if I may. Tonight's scripture will be coming from the book of Psalms, the 133rd chapter, and it reads as follows. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded a blessing, even life forevermore. Okay, first of all, we all attend church, so we know that we have tithes and offerings. Okay, well, we're going to have kind of a tithe and offering here tonight, but with the empty tomb, there's a slight twist to it. First of all, we're going to pass shallow baskets among you, and each and every one is asked to put something in the basket, even if it's only a penny. Then, we're going to put that money together after it's been collected into larger baskets, and then we're going to take those baskets and pass it among you again. And this time, we're asking everyone to take something from that basket, even if it's only a penny. And once that's done, if there's any money left over at the end, that money will be brought back for the next time, and it will be shared at that time. I'm going to read to you Acts chapter 4, verses 32 through 35, and it reads, all the believers were of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had. With one great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and much grace was upon them all. There were no needy persons among them, for time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to everyone that had a need. Right now, let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening, Lord, first of all, just to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for watching over us all night long, and we thank you, Lord, for watching over us all day. Father God, we come before you right now, Lord, to ask a special blessing. We ask right now, Lord, that this time of sharing, we ask that you would grant us an increase. Lord, we ask that the increase will be given, Lord, that the needs of your people may be met. Lord, these things we ask in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Just some of our closing announcements real quick. One at this time, we're going to get in our closing circle. Oh, next month, March 8th, our upcoming interviews with pastors and joint members of choirs. Next month, March 8th, It'll be Pastor Charles Nash, Sr., and he's the pastor of the New Hope Church of God in Christ in Champaign, and Pastor Heidi Weatherford of McKinley Presbyterian Church. Those two pastors will be here to be with us and speak upon a subject I'm sure will be highly enlightening. Tonight's was really a blessing to, you know, to talk with people who actually experienced some of the things for a lot of us that we've only even read about. It was really a blessing to hear what they thought of that, what they thought then, and what they think now. I'll sing our songs. They'll know we're Christians by our love. At the end of that song, Pastor Douglas is going to give us our closing prayer. And Marsha is going to come with us and let us know how to leave the room. As many of you know, this room is, we do, Empty Tomb does borrow the use of this facility. All they
are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that our unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know.